The Red Cross calls heat waves a silent killer, one that preys on infants, the elderly and those with chronic illnesses. France is one of several nations in mainland Europe to experience record levels of heat this year. Many in Paris have flocked to the city's river and pools to escape the summer heat. Over 15,000 people in France are believed to have died due to extreme temperatures back in 2003. And since then, the country has adopted strict policies to better protect vulnerable populations. Experts warn heat waves will become more intense and more frequent. President of the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, Francesco Rocca, says greater global action is needed.
The important thing is now that all these heat waves are predictable. So no one has more excuses to do nothing, because this is not something that cannot be predicted, or like an earthquake. So we can save life and we can alleviate the consequences of the most vulnerable communities.
The Red Cross has released a set of guidelines on what communities around the world can do to mitigate the impacts of climate change. Speaking at a press conference at the United Nations in New York, manager at the Red Cross Red Crescent Climate Centre, Julia Righi, listed some practical ways to help prevent deaths from the heat.
Making sure that people are drinking water even before they feel thirsty, and looking for places for people to stay cool. So in some places that may be cooling centres that already exist, in other places it may mean working with local authorities to have cooling centres available for people.
According to the National Weather Service, heat is the top weather-related killer in the US. Cities are especially vulnerable to heat waves, with heat-retaining surfaces creating what's called an urban heat island effect. An estimated 1,500 people die from heat-related causes in the US every year. And some researchers predict in 60 years' time, more than 3,000 people could die from the heat each year in New York alone. But efforts are underway to pour cold water on those warnings. Urban greening is one of the ways the Red Cross suggests to help reduce temperatures in city environments. The Environmental Protection Agency estimates vegetation can lower the temperature of a roof by nearly 5 degrees Celsius.
Wow, it looks great out here!
Inge Jansi has been installing green roofs in New York for more than a decade. Making a house call to one of her former projects in Brooklyn, she's checking the rooftop garden she installed is still healthy.
The urban heat island effect is caused by a lot of hard, paved, and reflective surfaces that we have in our cities, in the streets and the sidewalks, our buildings and our building roofs all reflect back the heat that falls on them from the sun. But anything that's covered in plants has a whole different thing going on, because the plants are absorbing the sun's rays.
Jansi, the president of Brooklyn Green Roof, says New York can do more to add plants onto the roofs of this urban jungle. And the Red Cross suggests cities can also reduce heat by adding more reflective surfaces and creating more car-free zones. Andrew Kruchkevich, the senior research associate at the International Research Institute for Climate and Society, hopes recent heat waves will ignite efforts to tackle the global warming issue.
It's a credit for people to talk about it in a certain way, linking it back to changes in the climate system and trying to link it back to some sort of emotional reaction where people could say, wow, like, yeah, something is happening.
The Red Cross estimates 5 billion people live in places where heat waves can be predicted. And while the threat of extreme heat is expected to rise, the hope is that cool heads can prevail. William Denzelow, New York.